Okay, while returning, and so the yaw damper keeps the rudder coordinated for when you turn or you're in turbulence. It's more turbulence than anything. And so in a small plane, when you roll left or right, you have to put in a little bit of rudder to coordinate the turn. And then in the bigger planes and almost all jets have yaw dampers to do all that for you. So you pretty much fly with your feet on the floor unless you lose an engine, and then you definitely have to use your feet. But you pretty much never touch the rudder pedals because the yaw damper takes care of it, and we can fly with it if it's inoperable. We can defer it and fly for a certain amount of time until it gets fixed. But we have limitations like crosswinds, anything that can throw the plane around, and especially high altitude, it can be a huge problem. Can create Dutch roll and stuff like that. So you have to have a yaw damper for especially high altitude. But there you go. I hope that answered your question. I hope everybody's having a great Saturday, and hope everyone has a nice weekend. WB9 CSP KM5Y.